Without a doubt, this constitutes the largest mass grave in our valley, which is why a memorial park has been built there. We do not know exactly how many people are buried here, but estimations calculate that it could be over 40. The largest group was that of La Raga, with 20 assassinations in two rounds, 10 people in each. This is Restituto Angulo's experience.
I escaped the massacre of the Sanjurjo regiment in Zaragoza by the skin of my teeth, and I ended up working as a manual laborer in Echenique's house in Ibero. After the first shootings, they went round all the houses in Ibero, making the people dig mass graves. It was awful. In the end, I had to dig two mass graves for 20 people that they brought in. I think that 19 of them were from La Raga and one was from Peralta. It really got to me. It was about 3 or 4 in the morning when they brought them in a truck, all tied up. On the mound where the three crosses stand, they took them down from the truck one by one and put them in a car for confession. At least one of them refused to go in, telling them that they were the ones that ought to have confessed their sins. After, they took them to the edge of the mass grave and put a gun to their heads and shot them, one by one falling into the mass grave.
In 1978, they were exhumed and their remains were taken to a pantheon in La Raga. The exhumation performed by Aranzadi in December 2015 located remains of more than 8 people. After carrying out a DNA analysis, various murder victims were identified. Testimony of Jesus Oroquieta.
The priest called me to help him. He wasn't strong. He was a good-natured man, not one of those steely types. He was really moved by it all. To find the one that is in the poplar grove, no one can get down there. They are in the part right at the bottom, at the narrow bit, where the pathway is very narrow, some 200 or 300 meters from these others. We stood on top of the north's threshing land, where some people came along, some of them crying, and the priest was crying too. Then the priest called me. He obviously didn't have anyone who was older. They brought them on foot to the church from the road. They made them take confession, and then they took them there towards the mass grave.